Before we do a lotus meditation, let's think for a moment on the idea of a new year, a number, a new number. And think on it with at least one of these similes in one's mind. Because, of course, no matter what the source of any teaching is that is intended for our benefit and for our self-liberation, for us to liberate ourselves from entanglements, the teaching can't work if we don't work it. So here we are, supposedly January 2nd. In the new year of supposedly 2025, a consensus-driven idea that needs to be acknowledged first and foremost. It's a consensus in at least a good section of the world, and that consensus has been exported to other parts of the world that didn't keep this particular calendar as their primary calendar. So we want to step back again, no matter what the something is, and use again, it doesn't matter with what the source of the teaching is. If the teaching is about wisdom and compassion, bringing those forward within ourselves, because those are innate, and applying wisdom and compassion, right? It's an act of compassion to actually reflect, contemplate, review, time, numbers. There's a lot of importance put on some of these things. And do I personally need to get entangled in such and such? So it doesn't matter what the example is, but we might as well use the one that's consensus driven and, la la la, right? So I want to just put that out there. Now, of course, a creative visualization meditation is also a whole set of these similes. And the reason that a creative imagination process, again, it doesn't matter what it is, we can be creatively imagining that we'll be late for somewhere and we get all worked up, we get all anxious. We can creatively be imagining that we can't accomplish, that failure will be before us, and so we don't start. The avoidance factor and all of that. So all of that's creative imagination too. And so we want to, again, call to mind that whatever we're conjuring in our mind is really nothing more than a mirage or a dream or an illusion, that it is basically a bubble that we've created, we've blown a bubble in our mind, a soap bubble, and we can just as easily pop it. Or we can choose not to create that kind of illusion. We could create a lightning flash. We could create a candle flame in our minds. That is to say, something that is, that brings light, that highlights something, that clears something, that clarifies something. We could bring light to it. It would still be a creative imagination process, like, you know, much of the mental processes that we do, that then engage our emotions or arise and are generated from at first an emotion, like a gratitude practice. An emotion arises. We've noticed that we're happy. We notice that we're fed. We notice that there's a gratification, a good taste in our mouth, etc. And so we pray it forward, you know, gratitude. Well, that's all a creative imagination process too. So it works. It works because we believe. That's a projection. I'm sorry. That's a projection onto you that you believe something. I can say for myself that in general, and as a creative process, creative imagination works because a human being believes there is a self here. Without that ground, that foundation, no creative imagination can work. There is no creative imagination. There actually is no creative imagination. Because it comes from the creation, self-imagined, called a self, which is, of course, a whole set of these similes. So we'll engage a beautiful, I hope, creative imagination, visualization using Lotus, because we spent a couple of weeks with that during some, and it will no doubt be a, you know, an enjoyable experience, and maybe offer something more than just, you know, a happy experience. Might offer some insight, offer some emanations into the world and so forth. All of it, though, let us be very clear. Let us be very honest. Let us look at it for what it is. See things correctly. Creative imagination exists because of the fundamental creative, imagistic, completely fabricated sense of self. It's fabricated from all our experiences, all our memories, all our past lives, all our everythings. And that's just how it is. That's what it is. And that any creative imagination process that we will have throughout the day, including what should I wear to get dressed? You know, what should I wear today as I get dressed? That's a creative imagination process. All of it is only possible. All of it works, whether it produces anxiety or it produces happiness and gratitude and prayed forward. It works because we believe in this created image called a self that we recreate throughout the day imagistically. So we change through the day. We change through the day. We change how we are. We change how we speak. We change. We change. We're very chameleon-like. So we want to again use what's before us for self-illumination and self-liberation from entanglements. Until we smile. We smile and we feel ourselves present. Engaging a new day. Great gratitude. We have a whole new day to express goodness, warm-heartedness, to perceive ever more correctly, ever more insightfully. So we are here sitting. And again, observe the creative imagination that might already be happening for some. Or maybe they have appointments or, you know, things to attend to today that are already on their minds. So if that's one of you, just watch. Watch. It's already happening. We are here, sitting here. We are not getting ready for a meeting. We are not getting dressed for X or Y. We are here. Our butt is here. So we want our mind to be here. We want our emotions to be here. And make that choice. The rest is creative imagination. Right here in this now, there is my voice, your presence, group field, the sensations of sitting, our back against whatever it is, if it is, our butt on whatever it is. And we are smiling in this moment and with this moment. And let's visualize ourselves sitting on a beautiful lotus, just our butt sitting on a beautiful lotus, which means it all right away. We are weightless. Our body can, it's not really a body. It can't be if we're sitting on a flower. But a beautiful, beautiful lotus. And so by resonance, that lotus incites and invites the lotuses within us, all our chakras, to one by one alight and unfold. So visualize Adam. There's our base center. And feel it. Color doesn't matter. What matters is transparent luminescence, beauty, and peace. And then our sacral center. And solar plexus. In the heart chakra, throat center, Ajna center. At the brow. And Crown Center. Is just above the head. And visualize a radiant dot or gem of light sitting in the crown lotus, and it represents your essence. The heart center is always emitting a soft glow of the emptiness of compassion, a soft glow, strong, pervasive, unstoppable, and that is our nature. By nature, we are compassion and its emptiness. And so, crown, essence, pure being, embodied. Heart, our true nature. And all of it resting on a lotus seat, simple and pure. We meditate. Will you take a long, slow, deep breath? Breathing with all beings. And creatively imagining all beings as we do. There you are. Just you're going through the day. Call the teachings to mind. Any teaching that is, again, supporting and guiding us all to illumine our way, to liberate ourselves, and thereby to add those two qualities of liberation, which is wisdom and insight and compassion, all of it into the world. Every time we do it with ourselves in any given moment, as we're getting dressed, the whole process is creative imagination. So to know that, to notice it for what it is, that puts into the whole collective human consciousness, ah, this isn't so real. I'm making it real, but it actually isn't. Ah, that's what it means, illusion. Oh, that's what it means, dream, and so forth. Love you all. Have a very illumined, beautiful, compassionate day.